residents of Nome continue to wait to access high-speed internet through Quintillion's fiber optic cable, though a handful of business customers are now connecting to it. One of those business customers is the University of Alaska Fairbanks Northwest Campus. Director Bob Metcalf says it's an upgrade for administrative staff who have to exchange a lot of information with the main campus in Fairbanks.
Whereas sometimes they'd have to wait for screens to refresh and be ready for the next entry, it was a lot quicker.
He says he's hopeful the fiber optic internet will make it easier to connect to UAF teleconferences and events around the state. But he says video streaming still isn't that much quicker. And Metcalf says they're also conscious that the campus serves a lot of people outside of Nome who still don't have great internet access.
Still a lot of our students and a lot of our communities that do rely on the old satellite connections or, you know, now it's a cell service that we're still staying connected with them and provide access that they can actually use. So we don't want to leave anyone behind.
Other organizations that are getting access to Quintillion's cable through third-party providers include the City of Nome, Nome Public Schools, and Kowarik. But until negotiations about residential service are completed, non-disclosure agreements often keep both Quintillion and the providers from releasing any information about a possible timeline for residents to see service turned on. Christina Woolston is Quintillion's Vice President for External Relations. She would not give specifics about any talks Quintillion is having with providers.
Community is unique and every provider is unique, and I can't speak to the nature of the conversations that we've had with providers, but we're getting close.
None of the big telecommunications companies in Nome, GCI, Tel Alaska, Alaska Communication Systems, would disclose any plans about residential service or even confirm that negotiations are happening. Quintillion says it's also looking at expanding the cable into a handful of additional Western Alaska communities, but in Nome, residents will keep waiting to get connected.